Good evening to everyone. Thank you for this time that given to me. I wanted to take about 10 to 15 minutes for a meditation from the Word of God. Then we will go to the report about the work in India. Shall we look at the famous chapter, Luke chapter 15, the first few words? Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Our Lord came to his last days of his ministry, and last few years, our Lord faced this criticism about from these scribes and Pharisees, and it came to a high level, becoming murmuring against him. Their biggest problem is, how come he is so friendly with these sinners and the publicans? They believed when the Messiah comes, they will be with us, on our side. We are the teachers, we are the religious leaders, we are the lawyers of the scripture. He has to be on our side. They cannot understand this Messiah. He is always friendly with the sinners. He is always walk with them, eat with them, and they are murmuring against him. They cannot understand it. When they start murmuring, we read in verse 3, and he spake this parable unto them. It doesn't say these parables. It says this parable, one. The first one, maybe I am contradicting myself. There is three parables, actually it's one. The first one about the shepherd that lost a sheep, the lost sheep. We can see the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, through that parable. The second one, we can see the work of the Holy Spirit, the lost coin. The third one, we can see the prodigal son's parable. We can see the loving father. So actually it's one, the triune God. I like to read the second one. From verse 8 onwards, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. The first parable and the third parable, very famous. All three of them, they lost. At the end, they found. The first parable, one out of 100, that lost sheep, how did it lost? It may sow some nice grass on this side, start dribbling and start eating and going that way and step further and further and further, completely lost. Just dribbled away to lost. The second parable, The coin was lost. It's not coin's fault. It doesn't have any life. It cannot walk away. The person took care of the coin must have been careless. So she did not take care of the coin correctly. She lost it. The third parable, it's the son was lost. He's willingly, knowingly, consciously, deliberately walked away and lost. The first parable is one out of 100. The second one is one out of 10. That's like 1% and 10%. The third one is 50%. Some commentators say, we can see that today, majority of the people are walking away knowingly because they are so proud, willingly walking away from the God's love. They don't want to have nothing to do with it. And the same way, about 10% lost because they were controlled by someone else. They don't read the word of God. They just go to church or wherever they know to go and listen to the priest or the pastor. Then the next time they hear is the next time they go. So they have nothing to do with the word of God. The first one, 1%, they say, is just dribbled away. Here, the one I wanted to consider, the woman, the first two of them were question marks. The third one, there is no question mark. So many believe that it's Lord knew that family, it happened, and he knew them. He's telling this as a parable. Why did he say all these parables? To make sure the Pharisees and scribes need to understand one thing. If this shepherd who went after the lost, or this woman went after the lost, the third one, nobody went after. Because the son knew the father. He knew the love of his father. Once he knew it, there is no reason to go after it. He has to come back. But the first two, they went after. Let's look into the verse 8. The woman having 10 pieces of silver, and she lost one. In our Lord's ministry, there were so many sisters always with him. When he said this parable, it's not only to his disciples. There is a big crowd following him. And when he said this parable, a lot of sisters were there. And they don't know how to go after. They don't really comprehend all the way to go after this lost sheep. So Lord looked at the sisters and telling this parable to the sisters. Because it's lost in the house. The other parables, they did not lost in the house. It's lost outside. In that parable, we can see at the end of the verse, in 10, it says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. This coin is compared to a lost sinner in the house. Even in a Christian home, there are people lost. Though they grew up there, still lost. That's what pictures here. The woman lost in the house. Can be in the house or in the local church, we can see. We mention in the prayer meeting often about the dear ones who are lost. We have to pray for them. Here this woman, she lost the coin. When Lord said this, comparing 10 and one lost, in those days, in Israel, when they have the betrothed, a woman have the betrothed, They usually have a chain they put around, and there is from the front, they have two eyelets. They're called frontlets, each side coming down. And each one of them will have five each coins on it. It's very light, do not have much value to it, but it still have the image of the authority, and it's a real coin. So when the Lord said this parable, all the sisters and everyone there understood it so well. So when she had that, after the betrothed, when they go out, she always wear that. So all the people knew that she is already in a relationship. So when she lost one out of ten, though the coin does not have much value to it, she has so much sentimental value to it. When her fiancé's family come over, sometimes they go out for any purpose, and they usually wear this. And if others see, the sisters see this, uh-oh, look at her. Only four on one side. Did you see that? That would be very shameful for her. She didn't tell to any of the neighbors that I lost one. But she diligently looking for it. She's so worried about it. My coin, my coin. Can we go and tell her it's no big deal? Can you tell the shepherd went after the one? You already have 99. Why you worry about the lost nine? You will have plenty. How about the father? Can you go and tell, comfort him? You have two, only one you lost. You still have one, right? Does it help? Not at all. We can see the divine tenderness in the first one. And the second one, you can see the divine earnestness. She diligently looking for it. She's worried about it. She worry about the shame. She has to find it. Though it is lost, it's not forgotten. Though it is lost, she still claim it. It is mine. She can only claim because it is lost in the house. If it is lost outside when she was going to the for shopping or something, she won't be able to claim. Who cares? It's outside. Anybody can have anybody's. Your name is not on it. But lost inside. When she lost it, she diligently looking for it, she light up a candle and sweep. What's that tells you? In those days, this place I went to India, in the remote areas, in the tribal areas, their houses, the house floor is not granite, it's mud. When this lady sweep, looking for the coin, why she has to sweep? There is dust. What happened when you sweep? The dust comes up, and she found it. You know what happened then? You will sneeze, and you can see, you have to walk out of the house. I still remember one day, in my younger days, we had some special meetings, and one young man from a prominent house came forward accepting Christ from a Catholic family. Boy, it became such an uproar in our area. The family said, you guys brainwashed him and did all that thing, but he was adamant. And finally they stopped him coming to our meeting, and all that happened. Anytime someone come forward, there will be some dust coming up. There will be problems, not only in their house, maybe in the church also. There will be dust. We have to wait till it settles down. Then it says, rejoice. And it comparing about one sinner that repenteth. What a joy. Not only her life, she invited all the neighbors. I'm pretty sure she shouldn't have told to anybody when she lost it. She kept that as a secret, but diligently, earnestly looking for it. Let's continue to do that and continue to pray for our dear ones, families who have lost ones in their family.